I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Tuesday, December 11th. During the next 24 hours, Comet Wirtanen makes its closest approach to the Sun at a distance just slightly greater than the Earth's orbit, about 98 million miles. At that point, it will only be 8 million miles from the Earth, and the comet will still be getting closer to us. On the evening of the 16th, Wirtanen should be passing the Earth at 7.2 million miles, one of the closest passages of a comet since 1950. This near approach affects the appearance of the comet in two ways. It should appear relatively large, perhaps as large, if not larger, than the diameter of the Moon, though the edges will be extremely faint and fuzzy. Its location in our eastern skies during the evening, you can find that on a star chart on the Eye in the Sky website, is nearly opposite the Sun. For comets, this greatly impacts our view, specifically regarding one of the classic characteristics of comets, the tail. When comets, composed of different types of ice, get closer to the Sun, their outer covering of ice vaporizes, while the Sun's energy pushes these gases directly away from it. So, if the comet is opposite from the Sun now, the tail points directly behind the comet, which means we can't see it. More on the appearance of comets tomorrow on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.